Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This is an ENN special report. Now reporting.
Former 24/7 champion, Peter Rosenberg.
ENN's at 6.
When the clock struck 6, it meant one thing.
Bear, I'm doing a show. Turkey, ducky, turkey, ducky. That's great.
Now, from the ESPN New York news desk, here's
Rosenbaum or whatever that guy's name is.
No wonder your show is number one.
Hey, everyone. Welcome to ENN.
On TV.
God, people are stupid. Tonight's ENN, of course, is brought to you by our friends.
DoorDash.
Download the
DoorDash
app now and start exploring some of the best New York has to offer.
DoorDash.
Get more from your neighborhood.
Well, why did Don just mutter people are stupid?
Because I just get frustrated. Tyler Johnson. Peter is this is Peter's best take. Big Bang Theory is one of the least funny shows ever created. He's never seen it. Peter couldn't tell you that. Peter couldn't tell you that. Joe, I've only seen a couple of minutes, and I agree with Peter. I'll never watch Big Bang. You agree with Peter on what? His take on what? He didn't see it. He couldn't tell you anything about it. And he admits that he's wrong to feel that way. Listen, I'm the same way. I get stubborn with stuff. But don't say, like, for him to say, I think the show is terrible, Peter doesn't have the ability to tell you that because he's never seen it.
Really, and if you tune into a minute or 2 minutes of Big Bang Theory and you don't stay just to, like, look longingly at Kelly Cuoco, you're out of your mind.
Well, you're not helping the argument.
Well, I'm just saying, just visually, I love the show. It's well written. It's funny. But visually, you're going to turn the show off. Okay.
But if you say you watched it, didn't find it funny, great. Humor is in the eye of the beholder. And there's some people that don't like MASH, some people that don't like Friends, whatever, Seinfeld. My brother hates Seinfeld, hates it. I couldn't disagree with him more, but at least he sat down and watched a few episodes.
Listen, I I'm not defending my take, Don.
You've said that. That's why I respect it.
Thank you.
But other people are defending your take.
I'd like to start off by saying good evening to Michael.
With a small hand show.
Good evening to Don.
How hot are you?
Excuse me? Good evening to myself.
Hey, Jody!
The meatloaf! We want it now!
Good evening.
How's that
to
under you?
That wasn't me. Good evening to Boog Shambi.
I'm sensitive.
Good evening to Don again.
You're going to chew on the chicken and the noodles.
I have some Heat news. Jimmy Butler and P.J. Tucker out for the Heat tonight. Second game of a back-to-back.
Hey,
so
now.
You never know.
Who's out?
Jimmy Butler.
Oh, that's big. Now, if they lost Hero, that'd be a different story.
Hero's good, man.
He's really good.
I need a hero.
Is that it? Is that it for my good evenings to Michael?
I don't like to slurp food. I like to chew it.
Right. So weird. That's just soup is amazing.
Soup is good food, you said, right?
Natalie
made over Wegmans, sent over his chicken noodle soup when I was sick.
Oh, who did? God. Who sent it over?
One of Nancy's friends, Beth.
Okay.
And Rob, her husband. Rob works at Wegmans, which is a really nice, upscale type of store, you know, a supermarket. And he works there, and he made this chicken noodle soup. Oh. What's the matter with you?
I don't like to slurp.
Listen, last week, Natalie made a soup, chicken-based soup. Just, you know, Don, just like a standard, delicious, savory, delightful broth with veggies and potatoes. And just a delight. And light.
You know, you stand on stew?
No.
If all I could eat was stew, I think I'd be good.
You know what? That's you.
Yeah, and that's you.
I don't like to eat food that when you put it in looks the same way as when it leaves.
What kind of take is that? See, what in God's name is the take of that? You like corn?
No.
Not even
never
on the cob?
Corn in my life. I like popcorn.
Hold on. You never have corn on the cob?
Nope.
You don't know the delight of sitting down outside in the summer.
In the summer. Dinner. Nice, gentle breeze. A kite is in the air.
It's
a dog barks in the background.
A dog barks in the distance. The waves crash. It's the sun is going down, but it's still 79 degrees. And you take the two little mini corn holder things, and you stab the corn, and you rub the butter on it. Don, I like to take – I throw some salt into my hand. I throw the salt all over it. So you got the butter, you got the salt, and you're spinning it around, and you're chomping. Oh.
You know what he just described?
I don't like it.
He described America.
America, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I can see you actually eating the corn on the cob just to bring it all around again right in front of Mount Rushmore. I didn't like it. All right, don't make me like it.
I have an announcement.
Yep.
I cannot reveal who quite yet, but I am delivering a massive guest to the show tomorrow.
Now, this isn't just a joke. This is real.
This is real.
This is a superstar guest.
This is real. This is locked. It is someone who comes from one of my worlds. I'll say that.
Jay-Z?
That's Andrew's friend.
Oh.
And it is happening.
John Cena?
It is happening at 4:45 tomorrow.
The Milster.
The that's all I'm saying right
4:45
now.
4:45 live.
4:45 live tomorrow on a Friday on the K Show.
That's a big money spot.
Big Daddy. Oh, yeah. That's all I'll say.
Wow.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships. Your skills. Your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/network.
All right, guys, let's get into some Ean, shall we? We'll start out with the aforementioned Brooklyn Nets. Sean Marks on Yes, giving an update on Ben Simmons.
Yeah, unfortunately, his back stiffness has delayed his ability to get on the court with his teammates. So he's been rehabbing this last sort of week to 10 days. And then now he'll progress throughout this week with some individual workout. Hopefully, by the end of next week, he's getting more into the team environment. And then we can really ramp up and start him getting into sort of game shape and so forth. So although there's no real timetable, we've got to see it, take it day by day and see how he responds. And hopefully sooner the better. We need to, again, get this group together and get minutes together on the court.
Sean Marks, with his sweet accent, makes everything sound manageable. None of it sounds that bad. He could have said, Kyrie, he's not answering our phone calls anymore. And he told us he's to go scratch, and he said a sabbatical for as long as maybe 10 to 14 weeks, but we're going to try to do what we can. No one's heard from Kevin.
He's going
to
ramp it up after that.
We don't know. Kevin Durant has changed his phone number. We have not heard from him in quite a while, but everything's just fine. Let's hear from Jay Will. KJM this morning. He's not so sure about these Brooklyn Nets.
I expect KD to come back and be KD, but I'm worried about this team. I'm worried about them now that this whole private sector mandate is in place. Because when I start looking at the way other teams in Eastern Conference are built, is Kyrie, would it be enough? And I don't know what's going on with Ben Simmons. See, I think Kyrie, James Harden, and KD, if KD and James Harden would have been playing with Kyrie playing in road games, I think that's enough.
They'd be fine. Yeah, they'd be fine.
But now adding Ben Simmons to the equation with Kevin Durant, not knowing what Ben Simmons' status is or who he is going to be on the court or how many games he needs to get his feel together on the court before you get into the playoffs and the last stretch, I don't know if that's enough.
I want to hear what?
I like
that. Who
that was
what,
Key?
What was Key?
I liked hearing Key's what at the end there.
So Anthony has put out that you're going to have a superstar guest tomorrow, and people are already guessing: Dave Gettleman, R-Truth, Masvidal, probably Andrew Cuomo, Larry David, Ed Hospodar, Ray from North Carolina.
Some of these are interesting. Dave Gettleman is an interesting one.
Mike Francesa,
Joe says definitely someone non-sports related since Peter hates to talk sports. Wow.
You know what? That's just a lazy take. It's wrong.
I'm with Peter.
Thank you.
Somebody said Mike Francesa. You know, Mike Francesa was at the Barrett sports thing today.
Of course he was.
And he has a horse running this weekend, I think High Oak, in a Florida Derby. If it wins, he's going to be in the Kentucky Derby, a horse that he owns.
Are you kidding?
No, really.
Wow,
is that cool?
That's like his dream in life.
It is. He's always said it's his dream. That is really cool. Good for him.
I mean, listen, I could absolutely care less. I hope all of his dreams come crashing down. But
what?
At the same time,
why would you say that?
Whoa, yeah, what? Nice. Well, I'm sorry. I don't have any. I don't. Let me restate that. I do not hope his dreams comes crashing down. But I am not rooting for his dreams to be accomplished. Don, is that fair? That's fair.
I would like to see him have a horse in the Derby.
I have so many other wishes I have here.
You think there's only a finite amount
wishes
you could have?
Let me just say this. If I have to choose between wishing something great to happen for Anthony's life or Andrew, I can't spend time worrying if Mike's horse gets into the Derby. I don't even know Mike. I just can't concern myself with it.
I would have a difficult time caring if you know, a family member had a horse in the Derby.
A horse that could get into the Kentucky Derby, you wouldn't be rooting for that horse?
I wouldn't be rooting against it, but I guess it'd be cool.
If that's the way, if I had a horse running in the Florida Derby, and if the horse won the Florida Derby and would be in the Kentucky Derby, and you didn't root for it, that would be the end of the show. I'd walk away.
Root for it?
No, really root. Like, really root with your soul.
Now, listen.
I think I had your back enough today, right? I think we're good for a
while. That's a good point. And also, I will say, though, Michael, after watching the Pie Oh My episodes of Sopranos, I think if you had a horse, I'd be like Tony, and I would be really, really into the horse. And then I think one day you would decide you want out of the horse business, and you would burn down the stable, and then I think I would choke you to death in your home. That's what I think would happen.
Well, it's aggressive.
But Tony really did care for that horse. And I imagine that if you had a horse that seriously could make the Derby, I would be really in. I'll be honest. Now, Don wouldn't even watch if the Derby was in his backyard. If it was called the LaGreca Derby and they ran it in Hawthorne, he wouldn't go.
Wow.
But I'd root for you, Michael.
Frank Isola rings in.
Okay.
Peter does have a horse in the race. Every horse racing against Mike's.
Thank you, Frank. And you know what? The difference between me and Michael is, I know sometimes I say things that are a little uncouth, but Michael is such a phony. I tell you the truth of how I feel. How do you feel about Mike Francesa having a horse in the race? I don't care.
Sally Muscle says it's called the Fountain of Youth.
What is?
That's the name, not the Florida Derby. But I tell the truth. He and Chris are on stage today, right? I wish, Peter, you say we only have a finite amount of wishes. I wish that I had the confidence and the unyielding belief in myself that Mike has in himself.
Why is that? What do you mean?
I've never seen somebody who's that. He is so, thinks that he is the king of the hill. And he's not even shy about saying it. And you know what? He's had an unbelievable career. I could never, ever believe in myself like that. I mean, I have two really great jobs, and I would never, ever, I couldn't articulate it to people.
Well, I think what you're doing right now is you're doing a modest version of saying that you're modest. You're saying you would never say that.
No, I'm not modest.
It's not great to do that.
I'm not saying I'm modest. I guess, if anything, I don't have the confidence that he has.
Sure, but what I'm saying is I don't think that level of confidence at that point becomes admirable. You know, that when you get to Kanye levels, Francesa levels of you're no longer being sensical and you just think it no matter what, I don't know. I don't know that I think that's something worth admiring. There was a part in the Kanye doc that's really impactful when he's doing an interview with Diddy. And he's saying, why don't rock stars ever say they're great anymore? Everyone just gets up and says, oh, thank you for the award. I'm so humbled. Why do you have to be like that? You shouldn't be like that. And, of course, then he never was like that. But there's a reason people are like that when they know they're good and they're classy, you know?
But he knows he was good. He knows it. And he says it.
But the thing is, he's not as good as he says he was.
But the record will tell you otherwise.
And he has the best co-host in history. I mean, Chris.
He did okay by himself, Peter.
Okay. Until he had a formidable competition. And then things started to change. But also by that point, Michael, he'd been built up for a very long time with Chris. I mean, listen, I'm not taking anything away. He had a great run. But so that means you got to keep tooting your own horn afterwards? That's what I'm gathering from you. He's still tooting his horn is what I'm gathering.
He was being honored there, so it's a toot-hornable thing.
I mean, with all due respect, he'd show up to the opening of a Dwayne Reed.
Oh, my goodness. Why did I get you into this?
I know, sorry. Let's move on. Let's go to Keyshawn and move from the Nets to a Russell Wilson, and could he end up in New York? Here's Keyshawn on KJM this morning talking about Russ.
He would fit with the Giants, but the Giants are going to have to give up multiple ones to get him. For me, I wouldn't do that. I just wouldn't do it. Russell Wilson pretty much could fit with everybody.
Yeah.
But I would not, if I was the Giants, trade my two ones to go get Russell Wilson. I will say it till I'm blue in the face. I will go sign Mitch Trubisky to push Daniel Jones and take the job.
I agree with him. A lot of people think that Mitch Trubisky was really mishandled in Chicago. That he does have some skills. That's a legitimate backup quarterback who doesn't come in thinking he should be the starter, that will work really hard to be the starter and push Daniel Jones. Giving up the two first-round draft picks for Russell Wilson, who's protecting Russell Wilson then?
Well, you don't necessarily have to have a bunch of first-round picks to build an offensive line.
Well, how'd it work out the way they've done it the last couple of years?
Well, but they've used picks and it still hasn't worked. But I understand everything everyone's saying. That's a lot to give up. It's a quarterback that's clearly on the back nine.
He has a big hand.
You give me the combination of Jones and Trubisky over the next, 2-3 years, or I guess it'd be one with Jones. Where are you going? What are you doing? You give me Russell Wilson for the next 3 years, I can possibly see with a really good coach, a really good general manager, that could be a team that could maybe do something over the next 3 years. So that's what makes it tempting to me because, Trubisky will push Jones and maybe Jones will that doesn't move the needle for me. I don't think you're winning a championship or going deep into the playoffs with either of those quarterbacks. Russell Wilson, if you believe in what the Giants are building towards.
I agree.
That's the only thing that makes it tempting to me, Peter, right, is that I just feel like 3 years with a general manager and a head coach, I could piece together an offensive line. You've got some weapons coming back. I think, with a division that still, I believe, is wide open, that those would be three fun years to watch Russell Wilson as opposed to what, Jones and Trubisky are going to give you?
Can I give you my biggest concern with Russell Wilson? Well, what is he, 32 or 33, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I don't think the Giants are going to be competing for Super Bowl. Let's say 3 years. Let's say they really do this the right way. He's 36 years old. Now, don't you think that of the quarterbacks that we talk about is great, and Russell Wilson's in that conversation, don't you think he is going to be impacted tremendously by aging? He's not tall enough to stand in the pocket. He's got to move around. The way he scrambles with Seattle is amazing. That's what makes him great.
Right.
Those skills are going to go away. Those skills are going to go away.
I disagree with the take that scrambling is what makes him great.
But he can't see over an offensive line. He has to move out of the pocket. He has to.
He's very good on the move for sure, and I see what you're saying. But he can be really good in the pocket too. Maybe what you would argue is he still has the threat of running. And so they can protect that differently. But I don't know, man. I hear you. If I had to choose, I would take Derek Carr. But that's not going to happen.
Yeah, but you know what? McDaniel said the other day, Derek Carr is our quarterback the first game.
And I talked to J.P. Finley in Washington today, and he said he would basically put the house right now in Washington getting Mitch Trubisky and then trying to draft Pickett or Willis.
Now, November 29th. Wilson will turn 34. All right.
November this year?
29th.
He's going to be 34?
He's going to be 34.
Oh, boy. That's even worse.
Now, but again, it's a league. Steve Young talks about it where you can play deep into your 30s. And listen, I get it. And I'm not even saying this with a lot of conviction because I get what with what Key is saying, and I get what you're saying. But it is definitely improving at quarterback. If Daniel Jones doesn't get hurt last year and he stays healthy, the Giants are probably, what, 7-10, 8-9? Not a playoff team, but certainly a lot better than they were after he got hurt. You add Russell Wilson to what would have been a 7 or 8-win team under Daniel Jones, I think now you're talking 9-10 wins competing for a playoff spot this year. And then if you believe in Shane and you believe in Dable, then you think, all right, then maybe the next year they could take the next step and maybe win the division. I just think they'd be a heck of a lot more competitive over the next 3 years. When I'm in cap hell to begin with, I'm cutting guys.
So how are you
getting him? You'd have to give up the two first-round picks.
But just to clear the cap space, Don.
Probably. They're clearing it.
They're clearing it just to sign their draft picks. They'd have to get $70 million. What's he make, like $35 million a year?
It's funny how teams find ways to make it work. You know, and again, I don't know all the logistics. All I'm saying is that you tell me, go sign Trubisky, go sign Fitzpatrick, somebody to push Jones. I'm like, okay, that's great. Should be fun. You give me Russell Wilson, all of a sudden I start fantasizing about 3 years of competing for a playoff spot. But I know it's not easy. But you don't have a quarterback. Do you think they have a quarterback?
No.
I mean, if Trubisky wins the job, are you going to feel good that Mitch Trubisky is going to be the guy that's going to lead him to the promised land? Jones wins the job and maybe becomes a facsimile of what Gettleman thought he was getting with a 6th overall pick. Is that move you?
Well, another thing the Giants will have to figure out is Sterling Shepard, who suffered a torn Achilles back in December. And apparently the word is the Giants want Sterling to take a big pay cut and to come back for a 1-year deal in 2022 close to the league minimum, which would be a little over $1 million. As things currently stand, Sterling is set to make $8.5 million this coming season with a cap hit of 12.5. He's owed $9.5 million for 2023 with a cap hit for 13.5. And then after 23, he's scheduled to hit free agency.
Well, one thing that you should put in there, Peter.
Okay.
If he doesn't take a cap, if he doesn't take the hit, right, he's getting released. He's not getting the $8 million. So he has to decide what team is going to give a guy with a ruptured Achilles who might not be ready for the season any more than the minimum wage, and they'll probably put a lot of attainable things in there that he could hit if he stays healthy.
No, so here's my question for you. This is just me not understanding the money side of things. If he agrees to take the league minimum for $1 million this coming season, what would happen the following season when he's owed $9.5 million for 23?
If he redoes the deal, they would redo the whole deal.
Yeah.
So you think they would do something like, we give you the league minimum in 22?
We're going to scratch the rest of your contract, all right, so because it's not guaranteed.
We'll and it says they want him on a 1-year deal anyway. Right, so basically they're saying, sign this 1-year deal.
Prove yourself.
Or get cut and get none of it here.
Well, right. So what it really comes down to is, will anybody give him something similar elsewhere? And is the situation better? Because if I'm playing for a contract, who's throwing me the football?
And Michael, you can tell me if I'm speaking out of school here, but this is exactly why Michael is always railing about the guaranteed contract in the NFL. Because Sterling has been, listen, this team has not been good, but he's been a nice consistent piece for them.
Right.
Year in, year out, you end up tearing your Achilles, and you might never get anything again.
But and what I have to find out, Michael, and I'll look it up, what kind of bonus did he get on that original contract?
Right. I mean, that's why when you look at the numbers that people get, you have to see how much is guaranteed. Because that's the contract. Otherwise, they're going to take it away from you. And I don't blame the NFL for not having guaranteed contracts, because if you have a hard cap like they do, people get hurt in the NFL all the time. If all those salaries stay, you couldn't feel the team.
But there
you
is
really
this fallacy.
Feel the team.
There is the fallacy, Michael, of, well, the contracts aren't guaranteed in the NFL. Well, for a lot of players, there is money that is guaranteed them. The contract may not be guaranteed, but there is money that is guaranteed that they get.
Right.
Now, is it baseball money? Is it basketball money? No, but there are There is guarantees in the contract. I'd have to look up and see what kind of guaranteed money he got when he signed the original deal. But well, but Peter, do you want to go to the Giants, who might have a, you know, have a huge question mark at quarterback, or go for similar money, say, to the Rams?
That's,
you know, and then build up your numbers, and then maybe get a good contract in the back end of it.
Great, that's a great point. The NFL and the NFLPA have agreed to suspend all COVID-19 protocols.
They it's over.
Taking a look, they said, we are seeing decreasing spread, and enough with the Zoom meetings. Get your butt to the facility. Guys, bad news if you're a fan of Kenny Pickett's hands. Turns out they're smaller than any current NFL quarterback. He's ranked as Mel Kiper's number one QB on the big board.
But he has baby hands.
And the number 19 overall prospect. But that's right.
Baby
His hands measure just bigger than Stewie from Family Guy. 8.5 inches is what they're saying. The average hand size for the 39 quarterbacks taken in the first round from 08 to 20 is 9 7/10 inches.
And the largest hand is, hey, Seattle, Russell Wilson, Seattle. 10 1/4.
That's right.
I hate this. I hate you. I hate everything.
Just look at go to the supermarket and just look at like a bunch of bananas. That's Russell Wilson's hand. It's just a big monster.
That's a big hand.
How about this? Sterling Shepard, his original contract he signed was 4 years, $41 million. Just a shade over $21 million of that guaranteed. So half the contract was guaranteed. So again, it's not all guaranteed, but he still walked away with over $21 million guaranteed.
That part is good. Happy for him in that regard. He's a great guy. And that will do it for ENN on this Thursday evening. It was brought to you by Hennessy. Enjoy a delicious Hennessy NBA cocktail while watching the game. Try the Hennessy Playmaker, maybe the Triple Double. All made with Hennessy VS. Go to Hennessy.com for drink recipes. Hennessy, thank you. Spirit of the NBA, always enjoy Hennessy responsibly. And if you were late to ENN, I did announce at the top that tomorrow at 4:45, I'm bringing a big, big guest to the program.
In studio, I hear.
That's right.
Will that bring others into the studio? That's the question.
It's bringing me in.
Oh.
I got to be there to greet.
Love it. Look forward to it. Now, I know who it is. I just can't say, but believe me, tune in, everybody.
I know who it is.
Don't you think they should tune in?
Oh. They know what's good for them.
So that'll happen. We'll take phone calls next. 1-800-919-3776. 1-800-919-3776. I have a great look-alike for Peter and Dom when we get back, too.
Oh, okay.
One of our top two guests, I have a look-alike for him.
Mm.
Right here on Yes, in 98.7 ESPN.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast. Hear more of Michael, Don, and Peter live weekday afternoon starting at 3 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey, Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.